So here's a really interesting court matter that I think is going to a court in the Free State, if I'm not mistaken. High Court in Joburg, actually, so I'm wrong about that. Either way, that's not the point where the matter is going to be heard. The matter and its merits are, I think, of huge interest and possibly wider relevance as more and more communities, individuals and business look to solve their own electricity problems. It all focuses on the town of Frankfurt. The local municipality is called the Mafube Local Municipality. They've brought in a company called Rural Maintenance to help manage their electricity distribution, to help mitigate load shedding in the area. And Eskom has stepped in and saying, what you're doing, you cannot do. It's going to go now to the Joburg High Court because the local municipality says, not so fast, we'll take you to court on this, and they have. So what's it all about? Let's try and get a better understanding and then maybe tease out some of the elements that might arise in other places in the country as we start doing the kind of new order electricity dance that I think is going to be more complicated than many people realize. Jannie Skabort is the chairperson of the Mafube Business Forum in Frankfurt and is with us on the show. Mr. Skabort, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Just for perspective, you brought in this company called Rural Maintenance in Mafube in the Frankfurt area. What were they brought in to do? Good afternoon to you.
Hi, John. Thank you very much for having me. Okay, John, just to get the facts straight, Rural Maintenance is a third party electricity distributor that was brought in by the municipality themselves.
Right, okay.
I think it was in 2014, to help them distribute the electricity and to upgrade the grid, because the grid was in total collapse. So then Rural Maintenance was actually being appointed by the municipality themselves. And so that was how Rural was came onto the map.
Okay, so they come in and they do what kind of services? They help with distribution.
All right, so they actually, if I can put it very simply for the listeners, they are actually buying the electricity from Eskom and provide it to the businesses and individuals in the municipality themselves, and then they pay the bill directly to Eskom. So it isn't being built by the municipality and then being built by Eskom, and Eskom is paid through the municipality. So they are paying their bills directly to Eskom, and that's why I believe we are one of the few, if not the only, municipality that's electricity bill is fully paid at this stage in South Africa.
So I would have thought that you would be getting regular bottles of whiskey and boxes of chocolates from Eskom, but clearly that's not the case. So what's gone pear-shaped and why?
All right, so we as a community and business, a few years ago in 2019, we came up with the attitude that say, all right, no government and no political party is actually going to save us and save this country. We as a community and we as business ourselves need to do something about the future of our municipality. So electricity is only one of the aspects. We are actually busy with all the different types of aspects within service providing in a municipality. But the major court case that is up tomorrow in Johannesburg is about we as business got into a business relationship with or partnership with Rural, where we actually funded a electricity project, a solar plant, and where we said, all right, when the pauper really hits the fan in the future, we as a community will be exempted from that total blackout, and we will provide our own electricity. So it was being funded. It was a project of almost 100 million, where Rural paid 50%, and we as a community the other 50%. We raised it in about 3 months, three to five months. The money was raised, and we started to build this plant. The plant was finished around about middle last year, and we, instead of Rural buying the electricity from Eskom now, they are buying the electricity from this new company, which is called It Renewables.
So can I jump in there and ask you this? Is that at the core of Eskom's unhappiness, that you're using Eskom to top up services? You're also deciding which areas should have blackouts when, because different businesses need electricity in different ways. Is that at the core of it, that Eskom says, you know, you're starting to work on our patch? And I think if it is, that would be of concern for many people who are looking to solve their own problems without having a minder.
Yes. In essence, it's a bit deeper than that.
Okay.
We know everything is politicized in South Africa with regards to municipalities and so forth. This whole plan of us, and it's a brilliant thought out plan, and it's on paper, it's been through all types of governments. It's actually a blueprint for the whole of South Africa, especially smaller towns.
Right.
And this could take Eskom out of the equation in total, because every little town can be decentralized and be in charge of their own power or any other delivery, and
right,
everything is within the law. But what Eskom is mad about, and what at this stage and their big problem, is that we divided, or rural actually divided the town into four different zones, and each zone, again within the law, must be submitted under load shedding for a certain amount of time. So if the sun shines between 8 and 5 during the day, our solar plant has enough electricity to give the whole of Frankfurt electricity, and it's actually cheaper than what
than Eskom, yes.
Than Eskom. So we're not actually taking anything away from Eskom. They would anyway not been built by the municipality or by rural, because there wouldn't be electricity. It's load shedding. They're not getting paid for electricity they don't provide. So now we stepped in and said, all right, we're going to do this on a trial basis from the 1st of February, and we're going to, whenever there's load shedding, we're going to provide the town with electricity.
Thanks. We'll have to leave it there, but I really urge you, follow this court case. Great write-up on it on the MoneyWeb website. But I'm absolutely convinced that what happens in this dispute is going to have much wider application, because if there are going to be these wrangles between Eskom and either groups of individuals or whole towns, in the case of Frankfurt, which some of you may know in the northern part of the Free State, around people trying to make themselves self-sufficient, that's going to be problematic. On the other hand, if the court reaches good and clear thinking decisions, maybe it paves the way for other people to operate. If, by the way, anyone is involved with similar schemes in other parts of the country, or maybe in some of the urban areas in Gauteng, do give us a call. But read that MoneyWeb piece. It's really interesting, and maybe we'll get Rural Maintenance on at some point to talk about the other stuff that they're doing out in the Free State and perhaps in other places.